Hey, let's get this show started, guys. Yeah. Let's keep off the grass. Welcome, everybody. Let's all raise a glass. Keep off the grass. I don't have my Simple Lawns. I think I left it on our family trip we went on this weekend. Seem to locate it, so I'm nervous I may not have it anymore.
Track my down, man. All the kids started using it. It just started in the rooms and stuff.
I take mine everywhere.
Nice. All right. So what we got on tap tonight?
Well, since the weather's changing, everybody's getting some rain, everything's cooling off a little bit, we figured we'd talk a little bit about prepping for fall, what we got going on, what are some of our plans, and of course, anybody in the chat, we'd love to hear about what you guys got planned for the next couple months coming up, any renovations or anything like that. So, I don't know, Bill. Let's jump into yours. I think some people have already seen your videos and kind of curious of where you're at on your little project. I'm curious,
so. Yeah, I'm in the thick of it. So I teamed up with Eargreen to get their system and trying to do as much of the install myself. There's some things where I'm getting a licensed plumber to put in the meter. Put in the backflow preventer, but the rest, as far as putting in the system and the sprinklers and stuff, I wanted to do that all on my own. So, that's what I've been doing. I got the yard trenched out, got everything kind of set up, ready to go, but I've been having a heck of a time trying to get under my driveway. I've made 3 attempts now, to get under there, and I've failed each time. So we're trying to do the PVC with the water jet on the end, the garden hose type thing. And my first 2 tries over the weekend, I think it was angling up and I wasn't deep enough. I was hitting gravel from the driveway. So dug down deeper. Today was a nice dry day. So we got out there after work. I think I was probably almost 20 inches down. You could see where the gravel stopped, but I think the clay is just so saturated. Like it wasn't going anywhere. Like you'd sit the hose in there. We got maybe 7 feet in. No water's even coming out. We just let it sit there and nothing's coming out. So I called around yesterday to places to try to rent one of those horizontal boring machines to see if I could do one of those, but nobody has one around here. So my last resort now is going to be calling an irrigation company and begging them to come bore under my driveway for me. Like, hey, try to do it myself because I didn't want to hire you guys, but could you squeeze me in? So
what about a plumber? Yeah. They got those snakes.
Yeah, that they might, so I figured I'd start with the irrigation folks because I would imagine they know what to do. And it'd just be a matter of are they willing to do it? How much is it? And then, can they fit me in their schedule soon? Because the longer we have these sitting out here, the more my wife gets pissed and the more I'm get disgruntled. So, so we're tearing the yard up right now. I actually just went out and mowed it. It's
just tell them, if they help you out with that horizontal bore, that you'll feature them in one of your reels.
Ooh, I could. Yeah, sure. I've never done that before.
And I was kind of explaining to you, you're in Missouri, but out here in Utah, they already expect us to put sprinkler systems in. So before they even lay the driveway, they put a big 4-inch PVC pipe that runs right underneath it where it meets the sidewalk. So all you got to do is dig down a little bit and find that pipe, and then you just run all your PVC pipe through it. So
yeah, that's a good call.
I can't imagine doing a driveway.
How far have you made it under the drive?
About 8 feet is about all the far we gotten, and it's a 24-foot driveway. That's so gorgeous. A third of the way, and man, it was a lot of effort to get that far. Forearms are toast, anyway, it's funny, but I'll get it. We'll see. I'm still working on it. So I'm going to make some phone calls. But that's my next step. Once I get that taken care of, that's my big, I could take a deep breath and know the rest is all downhill.
So you got a hole dug on each side of the drive. You got a hole dug and you've been.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I just wonder, like he was saying, a piece of galvanized and a sledgehammer.
Yeah, that's an option too.
Something like a jackhammer that's going to just sit there and
Right. And that's the thing is like, I tried calling places and nobody's got those machines. They have machines that can just, you know, slam through it, you know.
How'd that go again?
I was just kind of like, you know, yeah. But yeah, no, that's the thing. It's like, you know, it wouldn't be a big deal, I don't think, if I could rent one of those, but nobody has one.
That's a pretty good idea. Pressure washer.
Yeah.
Put that zero nozzle on there. I bet that sucker would.
I'm trying to do a 1-inch PVC too. I wonder, you know, and then it's 24 foot. Do they make like a 20? I mean, would I need a 24 foot?
Put the pressure washer nozzle through the PVC and just run that baby in.
Possibly. I could try that. Find some way to tie that on the end, maybe.
No, just run the hose through it and just feed it. Yeah. Feed it through the PVC pipe. Just keep pushing it with that.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll I got to find some way to secure it so I can keep pushing the head and not have it slide back into the 1-inch PVC, though.
Yeah.
But still have that small hose in there that gives you that pressure or whatever.
That sucker's going to be like this.
I know, right?
It's going to be curvy stripes underneath the driveway.
So. Water don't care.
Yeah, but once I get that done, it's all downhill. I'm still trying to coordinate. We've had so much rain. So like it went from super dry when we were digging the hole to put in this meter we're going to do. It was really dry. It was really hard, slow going. And then we've had so much rain. Like every other day, it's just like rain. I've drained that pit out 4 times now since I've gotten it, you know, trying to have it ready for whenever the plumber can come out to access the meter and tap the line and everything, but it just hasn't worked out. So hopefully he can get it later in the week. But yeah, I don't know. That's just how DIY projects can go sometimes, you know. Spend $2,500 to have a company come out and do it a day, or end up spending $2,500 to do it yourself over 3 weeks.
So do you have everything else on the other side of it done? And you're just, that's all you got left to tie together?
Pretty much. I haven't laid in the PVC yet. And I've just kind of like roughed out where the sprinkler heads are going to go, because I want to make sure, like, I want to get it, you know, dialed in as I'm kind of laying it. So, but yeah, I'm just waiting. I got all the PVC, the fittings, the valves, all that kind of stuff ready in the garage. So
I know you talked about it on some of your reels, but give us like a little bit of information about Erie Green and kind of, how many heads you're using, what kind of coverage and kind of all that.
Sure.
Tidbit.
Yeah. So the neat thing about this system, which is what really kind of caught my eye, when they reached out, was that instead of having a number of heads all around the perimeter and in the middle with lots of like overlap and kind of misty, you know, spray that ends up kind of maybe being wasted. This system has individual heads that kind of move around your yard like a rotary sprinkler head, but they can change the length that it shoots the water out and kind of contour to the shape of your yard. And that's kind of the unique feature of this system, is that you could put, for instance, my yard's about 6,000 square feet for my main part and then my side yard, and that's the area that I'm going to have irrigated. I'll have two heads on the one side that's about 1200 square feet, and then I'll have three heads to cover the rest of the yard that's on the other side of the driveway. And between those three heads, that's all I need to cover the entire yard. And just like any irrigation system, you have all the flexibility as far as, you know, how much water you want to put down and, you know, how often you want to do it, you know, just like any kind of system that you would expect to have as far as their app goes. But because they can contour to the shape of your yard, you can not have a bunch of overspray, or overlap, essentially zero overspray and overlap. So hopefully you can cut down on the water that you would use. So doing it myself, then I'm just digging one trench. So there's a lot less work, as far as that aspect of it goes. And then you're only putting in five heads. The heads themselves are where all the technology is too. There's no valve box. It's just those heads, and they're a little bit bigger than a normal head, and they're obviously more expensive. So if you know, damage one, you can't just run to Home Depot and get a Rainbird and, you know, swap it out. These are different, but yeah, that's just the way the system is. And that's kind of what makes it cool and what gives you that feature there. So I'm excited about it. I think it'd be really cool. You know, it's kind of like a 21st century concept.
Yeah.
That really caught my eye.
Do you have to like electrically wire in every single head, or do they like link together like individually?
Yeah. So you'll run one electric cord through, and you just, each one just kind of, you know, jets off from it as you kind of daisy chain them along the way. And you can, you know, tee off if you're going in two directions, which is basically what I'll do. where it is, I can actually just run one long line and each head just kind of branches off from that one long line. And then because those are where the information is, it knows which head is which, you know, you tell it which is which when you're setting up your system so that it knows, okay, turn this one on, turn this one on, turn this one on, you know, for each of your zones, as they go individually, rather than having like more than one going at once. They just, each one runs, and that's just, that's one of your zones. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm really excited. I just need to get through this freaking driveway and get my meter set up and start backfilling these holes.
So then once you get it all set up and everything, do you already know like what like the rate is that puts down, or are you gonna have to do the old tuna can
I think I'm gonna have to figure that out. Like it'll know, like I may need to figure out what my pressure is, like static pressure, dynamic pressure. There's some way to kind of calibrate all that. But then the other calibration is when you actually turn the system on and you basically tell it where to stop the water, you know? So, you know, like if your pressure, their kind of information says, if you have 60 PSI, you should be shooting at least 25 feet out, is as far as it can go. If you got 80 PSI, you can go up to 30 feet out. So a little bit further. So I guess, you know, whatever pressure you have, you'll see how far it goes out. And that just kind of tells you, you know, how far you can go. But then I don't know how the system is set up. There's some way to have to, that you'll calibrate it, because it does talk about how you can kind of really dial in how much water you're putting down. So there's got to be some kind of a feature like that. I'm just not sure what.
How was running that dingo for the day?
It was fun. You know, it was pretty cool. I was frustrated because it's difficult. You know, the ground is just so, it's really tough in some areas. There's a lot of rocks, in areas like pebbles and a lot of stuff under there. And it's hard to keep checking to make sure I'm going down deep enough. You know, I would try to go down, you know, about 12, somewhere between 12 and 18 inches. And then sometimes, I would catch myself getting up higher, and having to go back and redoing it. And then coming in from another direction, you know, so, but it was really fun. That thing is fun to drive around, you know. It would be awesome if like I would just kill off the whole yard and then just kind of go to town, doing all that would have been cool, but trying to preserve it at least for this year. I'm not prepared to do a full, you know, full killing off just yet, but.
Did you grab some soil samples while you're digging all that up?
No, but I probably could. Yeah.
So then once you get all your irrigation in, obviously you're going to backfill with some dirt, get it all back to level and all that. And then are you going to just throw some seed down and
Yeah, I'll do like an overseed this fall. You know, I might sprinkle some on now just to see what happens, you know, and run my sprinklers, but I'm planning on doing a fall overseed. So I could just leave them, you know, dirt for now and, you know, just see what grows there and then just hit it with a heavy seed when I do my overseed this fall. Gotcha. So I haven't really decided 100% what I'm going to do, but yeah, I'd like to get some kind of robust fescue blend, to do this year, like no rye, no bluegrass, just all fescue this fall and kind of go heavy.
Always too. All about Artemis.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I feel like if I were to do something like that, I would want to kill off the lawn and just make it all Artemis. Mm-hmm. Otherwise it's like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
You know, trying to put lipstick on a pig or whatever, you know,
hey man, it still makes a pig look better. So.
That is true.
Gotcha. So did you just rent the dingo from like a local hardware store? Is that where
there's a place in town that's got it and they dropped it off that morning and I was, by the time I was started using it, cause it started raining. As soon as they brought it and dropped it off, the rain started pouring down again. I was like, motherfucker. But then it let up. I was like, all right, I'm getting out there. I don't care. Rain or shine. I got to get these damn trenches done. It's here. We're paying for it. So I need to start using it. And shoot, maybe 2 hours I was done, you know, not really going that thing, you know, it obviously it's way faster than digging it by hand, but you know, you're slowly kind of moving along and you just got to be patient, you know, let it do its thing. And, and sometimes you have to stop and go again because it's real tough areas, but man, it was fun to do. I mean, it felt like you're, you know, some equipment. I felt like I was Ole out there, you know, just like, you know, doing real man work. Yeah, my little push mowers, you know, you know, I know what I'm doing.
I see who's doing all the work right there.
Yeah. I know, dude, she does more than I did, man. Yeah.
That's pretty cool though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The hole's all muddy now, man. We've had so much rain. It's all goopy at the bottom.
So once you get through the driveway, what are you anticipating as far as time? Like a couple days, you still got a couple weeks, or like what's your timeline?
Well, I mean, once I'm through the driveway, then like that, you know, that next day after work, I'm going to be out there starting to lay my pipe and, you know, clear out my holes and, you know, get the pipe, you know, get it down in there. So it's, you know, nice and ready to go and start hooking stuff up. I want to get it going, get that part started. That way, as soon as the plumber can get here, we can get it, you know, connected and test out, you know, make sure everything's nice and watertight and everything. So,
yeah. Do you have to have an electrician come out and do anything?
No, nothing for electrician, but you do have to have your backflow inspected annually. So I'll have to, you know, the guy that's going to do it can do the inspection as well. And he can also do the meter for me. So he's going to kind of do it all. You'll have to have a licensed plumber for the meter. You don't necessarily have to have one for the backflow, but it has to be inspected anyway. So if I'm going to have a guy do one, you know, he's going to do both, which is cool. I just need to have an opportunity for him to come out and do it when, you know, it's not too rainy and wet and muddy.
Natty makes a good point is when you've done all your lines, take pictures.
I was thinking about that. I wanted to do a picture and then maybe even like kind of take a tape measure and just like see like, okay, how far out is it from the you know, sidewalk here on this part, or, you know.
Take a little spray paint and just like right on the corner of your driveway, just put a little like.
I could do that.
Or like a little pin, like a paint pin or something.
Sure. Just
put like a little marking right there, so that way you know it's like,
yeah,
like
saying, okay, it's 8 feet from here or whatever. Yeah, that's a good idea. I might do that. Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, I like those little tidbits
because that's what I did before I covered all my lines up. I just took pictures of where everything was, so when I had to go back and add things in or tie into a line, I wasn't digging, you know, this 3 foot wide thing. I was more narrowed down so I could find it.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. Well,
cool. That's an exciting project. The Eargreen thing seems pretty cool.
I mean, it's been a lot of fun. I'll tell you, up to now where I'm kind of stuck with the whole driveway thing, you know, it's been fun. You know, we've been getting after it. And, you know, I was telling my wife, I was like, man, because the first part of our stuff when I was off all week, my mom was in town visiting. So she got to watch the boys. So the wife and I got to just go out there and listen to music and dig a freaking hole. And it was fun. You know, we were just, you know, talking and just having a blast, just me and the wife. So I was like, man, this is fun. You know, we should do this more often. And she's like, no, no, thank you. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Well, and I like the way I like the way like you're doing the content. It's more like come along with me for the journey. And like each day is kind of like an update, and it's not an infomercial of, hey, you know, buy Eerie Green and here's why you should buy it and here's why I got it for free and you should use it, yada yada yada.
Yeah,
like, I like your content.
That's kind of what I told him. Like, that's not what I'm doing.
You're truly coming at it from like the DIY perspective of like, look, and I think it's actually cool that you're getting the rain, you're getting the challenges and stuff like that, because that's real life, you know, like that's average Joe stuff that you didn't just put it in one day, you know. You're having challenges with the driveway. You had to get a sump pump and pump all that out. Like, to me, that's real world stuff. And I'd rather see that all day and watch that content all day versus just boom, it's in. And, you know, and here,
buy this. Life. I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Buy this because, you know, talk, whatever. Bro. Yeah.
It sounds like he's buttering you up where you'll buy him some beer at.
GIE. Yeah.
Try to get some Eerie Green system.
We got 29 days.
Who's up? But no, it's cool. Yeah. Except I'm every time like I see an update on my, I'm like, oh, can't wait to see what Bill's up to now. The progress of it and everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to come off as somebody who's acting like I know what I'm doing, because I certainly don't. You know, I'm trying to learn as I go, and I try to do things right to the best of my knowledge anyway, you know, but I still make mistakes, and, you know, people with more experience could do things faster. But I think it's kind of fun to, you know, have folks kind of come along and let me just kind of talk about what I'm doing and then be upfront about it. You know, I'll make a video talking about my failed attempts at going under the driveway and, you know, making a plan B type of situation. But, you know, I also don't want to make it sound like, you know, this is some kind of like daunting task that somebody can't do on their own. You know, there are challenges and you just got to work your way through it. So if you're up for it, great. And if not, you could still use the system and have a company install it. There's nothing, you know, it's not like you can't do that. It doesn't have to be DIY by any means. It's just, So that's why I was giving it a shot.
That's what I was going to ask, because obviously there's not, like, if you go get a quote from an irrigation system, they're going to say, okay, here's the controller I want to use, here's the heads they want to use and all that. So I was going to ask you about that. Like, if you get this system, like, does Irrigreen kind of line you up with, like, some installers, or you just got to go out and find an irrigation company that's willing to put in this other system that they have no idea what it is. They've probably never seen it before.
Yeah, I know. When I talked with them, they have folks that they, you know, have contracted with that, you know, are certified, whatever, Irrigreen, you know, install people or whatever, like, you know, that do their system. So yeah, they have ways if you want to go that route to where they could connect you with somebody local that would, you know, install their system for you. Certainly. So that's definitely an option. You know, I think they like to try to appeal to the DIY because it does have less, I think it's less involved than a traditional system, but it doesn't have to be, but, you know, certainly not. Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. It's been fun. It's been fun doing it and making videos and trying to, you know, update folks on how we're doing. But I'd like to get it finished. Yeah,
sure. How many professionals out there are giving you, not necessarily a hard time, but, you know, critiquing everything you're doing? How much of that comments are you getting versus like, oh, keep it up, or people?
I think I've gotten a lot of, like, you know, a lot of it was, I think, you know, coming from a good place. Like, I don't think I've gotten too much negative from anything, but people thought, you know, maybe I should have cut the sod out first. And I debated doing that, but I was like, you know, I'm going to be overseeding anyway. And the grass is real tall. You know, if this gets drawn out, the sod's going to sit there and probably die anyway, which the section that we did in the pit that we had set aside, it's dead now. I mean, we weren't watering it often enough, and it just kind of sat there and dried out. So, or maybe it's dormant. I don't know, but I'm going to be reseeding anyway. So I wasn't too worried about that. Other guys thought about, they're just, you know, mostly somewhat positive, or just folks that don't kind of know what my plan was, or their plan would be slightly different than what I had to do. So, you know, not a lot of hate, I would say, but
gotcha.
Yeah. Everybody has suggestions, and I'm open to certainly some helpful insights. Yeah.
Well, like I said, that's a cool project. Look forward to seeing it finished up and following your journey.
Yeah, me too. Sure.
Nate, you mentioned you had some fall plans going on, and not necessarily in your yard.
Yeah, so I'm not planning on really doing anything with my yard this year. I've overseeded the last couple years in the fall, and my lawn, I think, is, you know, thick and where I want it to be. So I'm going to ride this fall out is my plan. I might hand hit a couple areas, but, you know, nothing more than, you know, just a little bit. I wouldn't mind trying to do like a top thin top dressing of maybe some soil if I can find it, but that would be literally just throwing it in the Landsy and you know, just walking it over the soil just to throw a little fresh dirt on there. But definitely no leveling, no hacking it down. I'm gonna aerate, but not to the point of destroying my yard, aerating and, you know, overseeding, but I'll definitely aerate. So probably do a dethatch and aerate, but nothing crazy, nothing super aggressive, but one project
zero turn, huh?
Yeah. So got that mower, and I've mowed with it once or twice. So I'm just kind of getting used to it still. Tonight I actually mowed with my Time Master. Just because my lawn, like Bill said, you know, we've been getting a lot of rain too, so the lawn's still a little soft, so I didn't want to take it out there. And so I cut with a zero turn tonight, or sorry, cut with the Time Master tonight. So
what's the deck size on the zero turn?
42. So okay. It's 42. It's a smaller unit, which is, you know, perfect for the house. And, you know, don't
have you timed out like a quick, you know, standard mow to see kind of how long it takes you versus your Time Master?
No, because it's definitely quicker just because, you know, it's so wider and you can get going, but still getting used to the controls and still just kind of figuring out, like, you know, with my Time Master.
Videos I want to see.
Yeah, man. Well,
I mean, I used to have a walker.
Yeah, see, so, I can see Miss Stripe out there, like, they're saying, get off the side of the house.
I used to have a walker for years. And so, I mean, it's not new to have a zero turn. The John Deere hydraulic, like, it's different. Mm-hmm. But it's not extremely different. So, I mean, I've mowed with it twice now, but more than anything, it's just like now with my Time Master, I know exactly, like how my stripes, you know, like I know where I need to turn to get all the stripes to line up with my, you know, house and everything. And
yeah,
this one I'm still like trying to figure it out. And then plus, like when I mow, like wider decks, and now my stripe pad, like my lawn is not, it's not striped basically right now because I got my 30 inch stripes, and when I've mowed with my 42, it's going the other way. So it looks like shit right now, but it's
you need to give it a few more rounds with a zero turn to kind of burn them in to erase the Time Master stripes.
Yeah, exactly. So, but no, it's a really clean unit. Like I said, it's a 2021 with only 40 hours on it. So
that's awesome, man.
Just real nice shape. Got a good deal on it, and you know, I'll take care of it really nice. So yeah, I'm excited about it. Put the striping broom on it the other day.
Nice.
And hoping I can raise some funds and get the old the Checkmate roller. So, but
yeah, you're about a third of the way there, right?
Yeah, it's about a third of the way. I need about 20 more friends with $10 in their pocket they want to burn. So hit me up on Venmo if you want. But anyways, so yeah, so that's kind of new adventure at my house.
Yeah,
but,
man, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, but as far as one of the projects I got going on is one of the pastors at my church. We're talking, and he's like, man, I want to like, you know, have a good looking yard and everything. So we've been talking, and the head pastor lives like two houses down from me. So he'll come over and, you know, go to his house. And so he's obviously seen my yard. And so he was just kind of like, want to get some information. We started talking. So I went over to his house, kind of said, you know, like, what do you want to do? You know, like, do you want to just kind of make it better? Or do you want to be the best in the neighborhood? He's like, no, I want to be like the best in the neighborhood. And I was like, you know, so I said, you know, not out of disrespect or anything, but he, like, you're going to have to kill off the whole yard because what you got right now is a salad bowl. And so we talked through it and committed to it. And Thursday night, he started, and I went over there, and basically we glyphosated the whole front yard, side yards, front yard, and you know, we're not going to do anything with the back. But so started that.
How close can you get to like shrubs and trees with that and not damage those? Did you guys look into that?
We don't have any, or there's nothing there. Shrubs, there's some shrubs, but it's up in the landscaping and the walkway up to the house. So no concerns there. But yeah, we did that, and then probably two rounds of that is what I'm hoping, no more than two rounds. But with all the rain, it's actually been good because, you know, killed off and the rain's going to push growth in that way. Because you actually, like, if it's not raining and you apply glyphosate or Roundup, whatever, you want to water your yard. Seems silly, but you want to water your yard to try and get anything you miss to grow.
So right. You want to start to incorporate that glyphosate into its DNA whatever.
Well, you just want to see what you missed because you want to push the growth.
Sure. Yeah.
All of a sudden you see a little green patch popping up. Yeah. It's like, oh, I missed that.
Yep.
So yeah, so did it last week. I drove by yesterday and it's definitely yellowing up pretty good. Like I said, we'll kind of mow it down a little bit, bag it, and then probably hit it again maybe this weekend or something like that. And then we'll probably start the mower down, dethatch it. I got the Sunjo dethatcher from that Walmart deal last year where it was like $49 or something.
Yeah, buddy.
So we'll dethatch it. We'll basically take it down to the bare dirt is kind of the plan. We're going to get some dirt leveled out. It's probably 3,000 square foot project. So not huge, but like
that's a nice size. Yeah.
Yeah. The shape of
square footage.
Yeah. It's got like a little strip on the side of the house and then kind of your basic kind of like L kind of front yard. So we'll get some dirt leveled out, use the Landsea level rake. You know, I might just put the dirt down with the Landsea peat moss spreader. Found a guy that lives a town away. He's got a whole bunch of dirt. So it's one of those probably pull up and just shovel a whole bunch in the back of the truck, give him $20 and drive away type of deals. So probably do that. And then,
is that the good black Iowa dirt he's got?
It probably won't be that good. I mean, it'll be dirt, but yeah, I mean, a lot of times that top real good black dirt, you'll definitely have to pay for that stuff.
Yeah.
It won't be clay crap, but it'll be medium, but so we'll get that down. Probably once we get that down. So it's like I said, it's
3,000. Does he have some areas that need to be filled in and leveled out significantly, or you're just kind of trying to kind of give it some good soil there to mix in with everything else? And
nothing significant. They removed a tree like a year or so ago. So it's nothing like to the naked eye, you can't really see much, but I think once we get it down, you'll be able to see where that tree kind of dips a little bit. So we'll just kind of fill that in. And It's a little bit of a grate from like from the house down to the to the sidewalks. We'll kind of level that out just a little bit, get it more smooth, but not a ton of work. It's a little bit of everything, but nothing major. And then we'll probably we could rent or try to get an aerator. I said, but you know, pull behind, it's gonna be tough, you know, because it's so small. And I said, honestly, he's got two teenage boys. I said, honestly, I'll give you my Lansy foot aerator. I said, I hate to say it, but it'd be, you know, a couple hours a piece, and that'd probably be the best thing to do. So I think we're just gonna go that route, save some money too.
There you go.
But so we'll aerate it and then kind of level it back out after we pull the plugs. And then we bought a bag of the Ryan Knorr fescue blend. So we're going to go with that and put that seed down. I got a couple sprinklers kind of ready to go, some hoses ready to go, and some timers ready to go. And we'll water it in and go from there. So
nice. That's awesome, man. That'll be fun.
But, yeah.
You guys going to show the progress throughout that or not?
Yeah. So we didn't get anything with the glyphosate killing it off. I mean, I'll take pictures of it once it's like dead.
Yeah.
I'll probably swing by there, you know, here in a day or so. But, it was like 8:30 at night. It was the balloon classic was going on. I was out there. I text him and it was a nice calm night. And I'm like, hey, like it was almost dusk. And I said, I'll swing over right now if you want to get going on it. So he's like, all right, let's do it. So it was kind of, I didn't have any camera. I didn't have,
you just want to get it done. Yeah.
Yeah. It was one of those. Cool, I literally just like pulled over in my work clothes and, you know, I said, all right, let's go. I kind of like held a board. We went down the property line so he could spray and kind of just did that. And yeah, he's like, I'm not really more guiding, you know, and kind of teaching, but, I think he's going to do most of the work. And like I said, we're kind of trying to do it cost effective as well.
Right. So do you think you're going to level it enough to where he might be a future real mower?
No, nothing like that. No, actually he wanted fescue. He wants like a little bit of a thicker blade, but you know, the fine fescues and stuff like that, you know, won't have that, but he actually likes, you know, more of the taller kind of thicker lawn. So that's why we want fescue and less input, less watering, kind of all that stuff. So that was kind of the reason behind it. I was trying to push him towards, you know, Ryan bluegrass and stripe that baby and everything, but he's like, no. I mean, he's got a couple kids, he's busy, you know, it's the same thing, you know. Like some people just want a nicer lawn, but they're not like us where they, you know, live it and stuff like that. So
sure.
But
he wants a nice looking lawn over the neighborhood, but not a high maintenance lawn.
Exactly.
Where you have to be out there all the time.
Yep, exactly. So like I said, it'll be fun to, it's one of those things where, you know, hopefully you do everything right and you know, you don't make a mockery out of yourself thinking you know what you're doing. And it's like, tried helping you and it turned out like crap. So I'm just as nervous.
Nothing grows, none of the grass grows.
I mean, I am just as nervous. Yeah. I'm like, man, you're putting a lot of trust in me to, you know, like, you know, and like I said, when we killed it off, I said, well, no turning back now. Like this is who we're in now. So
yeah. Yeah.
So what's your time frame? When do you think you're going to get seed down?
Hoping Labor Day weekend. So that's kind of the game plan. That's always when I've overseeded. Unfortunately, I'm going to be out of town. I'll be down in Kansas City Labor Day weekend. Nice. I will be out of town, but I think if hopefully between now and there, we can get it to that spot where that's kind of what we have left to do. Or, I mean, with it being fescue and not bluegrass, we could always do it, you know, the if we can get everything done, you know, a day, you know, a weekend before or a little bit ahead, we could do it, or a couple days after, something like that. I don't see any huge concerns with that.
Nice.
So, bluegrass, I've always done mine with bluegrass Labor Day weekend and had no problems. So
yeah.
I think with fescue, we'd be more than okay. But you never know. Depends on the fall. You know, it could be snowing in October. You just never know.
I mean,
it's Iowa.
Well, it's definitely cooled down around here, but I just looked at weather in about 10 days or so. It's going to get about 10 degrees warmer, so
yeah,
just kind of took a little bit of a dip, but not quite out of the weeds yet.
But cool. I see that Oli got a new toy. I wonder if he's going to be using that this fall.
Well, I think for Oli, we should talk about him and
talk about something else too.
Oli's going to be our batting closer or cleanup hitter for the show, because We've got lawn of the week, guys. Maybe I'll chime in this week, Bill, since you had quite the mouthful earlier today. I'm going to give you a nice little break for this part of it. But this is our lawn of the week segment here on KOTG, Keep Off the Grass Livecast. What we like to do is we like to scour the internet and look for some of the best looking lawns out there. And the only way we can do that is if you guys can use the hashtag KOTG Lawn of the Week. Typically, we'll find that on Instagram. So you do have to come over to Instagram to use that hashtag. Put it in a reel or a post. See, I got that one right this time. So that we can go back and look at it throughout the week, debate on it, see who's got the best for that week. And then we feature you here on our show. And then the winner will get their choice of ProPete's NPK, their choice off of the Home Depot website. And or you can choose their new product, Fossil, P-H-O-S-U-L. We've actually had the last three winners or so actually chose Fossil, so that's pretty cool. And then you can put that amazing ProPete fertilizer down on your lawn and make it look even better and possibly win in a few weeks even after that. We've had that happen. So shout out to ProPete. We appreciate you for sponsoring the Lawn of the Week for 2+ years. Lots of winners have been using that amazing fertilizer. So, without further ado, let me share my screen so you guys can see who the winner is. Adam Atson.
Adam Atson. Nice checker pattern.
Let me pull that up this way. How about that? There we go.
Is that Chevron? What is that?
It looks like it's called the August board.
There you go.
So nice looking lawn. He is over in Illinois, somewhere around the Chicago area, a little outside the Chicago area.
And is he fescue? I think he is. At least he uses that hashtag. So I think he's. I think that's tall fescue.
Tall fescue.
Looks good, man. Nice and clean. Nice and tight.
Well, he also he's got a little statue of a wiener dog.
Yes, sir.
He's got the brass wiener dog there. but we did see one down here. He didn't tag it KOTG, but I mean, you gotta show some off
zigzags.
Some zigzags.
Charlie Browns.
And he didn't get off either as he kept going. Like, that's tough to do. I have yet to do that kind of pattern, I'm afraid.
Where you accidentally go over into the other.
Yeah, I've never tried that.
Like it would start out nice and sharp, and then it would get like more like an S slithery snake, and then by the end I'd be laying stripes. I'm like, God damn it.
Can't quite get the right turn. Mm-mm. But yeah, no, look, I mean, he's got a nice little lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying that.
Awesome. Right on.
So, Adam Atson, welcome to the club. You'll get an invite from El Presidente Drunk Lawn Guy.
Where is he tonight?
Discord. He was in. He said he slept in. The dude's got a new job, so he wakes up all early. He said he has to travel like 30-something miles away now to Salt Lake. So,
boo-hoo.
So bad for him.
He said. He also said to get home, it takes like 2 hours with the traffic.
Oh, yeah. That would piss me off. That's like the
quit.
The thing here in Utah is we got like one major freeway that goes north to south, and that's everybody gets on it.
Yeah, we got one that goes east west, and that's the same 2-lane highway.
But he will invite you into the Lawn of the Week Discord. I hear there's some great banter back and forth about who's got the best lawn, but in most part, they like to share information. So that's a great group to be in because obviously you see how great their lawns look and you can get some information off them, make it look even better. So congrats, Adam. We'll reach out to you here in the next few days and get your information so ProPete can send you out some fertilizer.
Yeah, buddy. That's good stuff, too.
Yeah.
Boom.
All right, Oli. So everybody's seen this new contraption you got on. We're wondering if it has to do with any fall plans that you got going on.
The new Cedivator?
Yeah, Cedivator.
Cedivator.
Yes, sir. We're going to be able to cover an extra 20 inches each pass and then also ride in the AC cab tractor instead of baking in the open sun. So
that's nice.
Be able to listen to the radio and chill out. And so can't wait. Looking forward to that. So
much more pleasant.
Yeah.
How slow do you go when you're doing that? Is it much slower than your mowing speed, I would imagine?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. The slower you go, the better it fractures and pulverizes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you don't want to go too awful fast because then you'll actually start rolling up turf because the time has to have time to roll out. If you start you know, going too quickly, you have a Cedivator.
Yeah, man.
And that's my first time using captions.
That's cool.
Outside of
So when you like aerate in general, like, you know, how like an aerator obviously pulls up the cores and that just goes in, shakes it and everything. So when you're done and you walk, what do you see? Do you see just holes?
Nothing.
It kind of settles back in.
Shakes.
Yes.
Well, your grass is tall too.
This, an aerator is perfect for dry conditions.
Yeah.
Now, if you've gotten a lot of rain, it's not ideal. Because then the tine will go down in the mud and then pack.
Okay.
So you don't want it if you've had a lot of rain.
Gotcha.
And like me, the crazy thing is when I first wanted one of these, I priced it, you know, years ago, no seed box, no roller, no nothing. And I priced it and I was like, that's $7,000. I ain't doing that. Screw it. No. And it was dry as a bone that year. And I went out and bought a core plugger for like $3,200, built heavy, nice core plugger. Well, it would not even knock a dent in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're kidding me. So then I had to water for hours, and then I could go out and pull a decent plug and got my overseeding done. I was like, all right, it's time to buy an aerator. Well, the next year, it wouldn't quit raining. But then the aerator was, you know, useless. So I went back to the core plugger, but then the other years I've been able to use it. And it's a phenomenal piece of equipment as far as breaking compaction. I mean, it's insane. So it goes in and it's PTO driven. So as the tines roll in, they're isolating. They're getting it and they just fracture. I mean, they will basically turn the dirt into dust. So, with the aerator, it's backwards than a core plugger. Like, you go out, you put your grass seed and your starter fertilizer down first, and then you come back. If you don't have the seed box, you go out and you broadcast, you roll over it with the aerator. It's shaking everything down in the ground, and there's no cores to pick up. There's nothing like that. It doesn't damage pre-existing turf. But now if you got a Cedivator, it just drops the seed in front, and then it's just one last pass. Like, originally, when I looked at this, I was like, I don't need a seed box because I have a permagreen. I can ride the permagreen. Well, that's another hour or two on the permagreen dropping grass seed that you could be inside. You could be, you know, hanging out with significant other, playing with kids, whatever you want to do. And, you know, I love being in the yard, but family time's important too. So this, you know, if you're doing this for a living, this is the way to roll because you make one pass.
Oh, yeah.
You drop your grass seed and you have your seed bed and you have your compaction broke. You have your soil to seed contact because of the roller on the back. I mean, it's just the way to go.
Now, Oli, I do have to say, I was expecting this machine to be a little bit bigger and a little bit taller, but most people don't know you're about 4 feet tall, so that machine is. No, I'm just kidding. That is a tall machine, man.
It's big.
That's a lot taller than I thought.
Well, then you got it hooked up to your tractor. I don't know if you have a picture of that. There was a picture you had it hooked up to your tractor. Nope, that's the other one.
You have it hooked up to your tractor in here?
I don't know if it, or maybe you just, I don't, maybe
not, a story. Not in a wheel. It was in a story.
that story.
But yeah, so I mean,
new little machine too.
Yes, I absolutely love this. Man, it's night and day. I'm trying to get some. I got the 360 camera out there, trying to get some good shots of the nozzles. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But started spraying Pilex today because I've got a little bit of Bermuda that I wish that wasn't in the fescue. I do have a little bit of Bermuda, so I'm in Bermuda trying to get rid of it.
What's the width of the spray pattern?
10 feet.
10 feet. Oh.
And I sprayed the other day in the rain. That was some foreplay. You can see how dark it is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there's five of those nozzles across the front, and I was running at a different speed there, but a different pressure. This thing's wicked. So I got to put my foam marker on it. That way I can tell exactly where I've been. I don't overlap. I don't skip. I don't forget something. So the foam marker will be the next. And then and be done mixing like that too.
So are you going to be doing, using the seed evader this fall? Are you overseeding and all that stuff coming up?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When are you planning to do that?
Holy cow. What happened there? Was it like foam over?
Yeah. Yeah.
Foam came up.
Well, that stuff has a non-ionic surfactant in it, which is basically soap.
Yeah.
And I fought with it a little bit, and I got good water pressure. So as I was trying to pop the tanks off, I finally said, screw it. I'm gonna let it push whatever out until liquid comes out. But I should have got a little bit of a defoamer.
Yeah.
And I should have had, but I didn't. I was trying to hurry up and spray this because the rain was coming. Mm-hmm. And with hydrotane and stuff of that nature, it's better to be watered in. So yeah, got a little crazy right there.
It's all about this, man.
There you go.
Save that time and spend it with the kids.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Nice.
She's growing.
Yeah. Soon you'll be able to put your arm around her. Yeah. Up on her shoulders.
Brian, what about you? What do you got going on?
Yeah, this man, right? I haven't talked about Brian yet.
I had to put all you guys first because I really don't have much.
Your lawn's looking better than drunk lawn, guys, so that's all I got to say.
I don't want to claim that. I do want to say at least his is the best real mode lawn in the neighborhood, and I'll take the best rotary mode lawn in the neighborhood. But I do have neighbors and some friends that are like, I don't know what house number you are, but I know your house by your grass. So
that's a good
sign. There you go. That's
all that matters.
That's right. We had new neighbors move across the street. So every week I just kind of last Saturday, I pointed the stripes right at that house so they could just look out and enjoy it. But mostly, just trying to get some of the flower beds and stuff cleaned up around in the back. We haven't really done anything with. So we've been weeding that. We're going to put some weed guard down and some mulch and get ready for next year to put the drip system out to get all that stuff planned up. But really, I'm going to do dethatching again. I dethatched in the springtime, and I think it's just done wonders. It's since I did it fall and then I did it again in spring. I can really see a difference in my lawn this year. It looks so much better with getting all that stuff kind of cleaned up. My fertilizer program, I think, worked a lot better this year. For spring, I did a mixture of 1704 Propeat with 7414 so that I could get a lot of nitrogen and a lot of phosphorus and stuff in there. And then because we do have a lot of lockup and stuff in the phosphorus, I didn't use Fossil this year, the PHOSUL product from Propeat. But, also getting the potassium that it needs. I just wanted, because I get a lot of dog pee spots, so I just kind of wanted my grass to grow out and fill out and stuff like that. And it did really well. And then for the summer blend, I just did the 1358 from Propeat. And that's really kept it green. I mean, it's some of the darkest green on the street. You know, you can definitely tell a difference in that.
Yeah.
And then fall time, I'll probably just end up with a 1704 by itself, just to kind of push that over the winter time and stuff. So
you gonna do like a fall blitz of nitrogen, trying to load it up through the winter, like a lot of people do?
Yeah. Right around Halloween time is when we turn off our sprinklers, blow out the lines and stuff. And so I'll put 1704 down right around that time, water it in, because, you know, it's a slow release. So it will slowly go over the winter and hopefully push that growth down as it goes dormant and stuff. So, yeah, nice. I'm looking forward to that. Like I said, dethatch again, because that's really clean things up and just let the grass breathe and fill in. Unfortunately, by this time this year, my dog pee spots haven't filled in as much as I'd like, because our oldest son's living with us and he brought his dog along with him. So I've got two dogs running around in the backyard who are peeing all over the place. And it's like, one pees and then the other one's got to pee over that, and then it just kills that spot even more. So, yeah, it's crazy. But
isn't there something you can put in their drinking water to?
There's like treats and stuff that you can give them. I haven't tried any of them out yet, because
I don't know that they would work all that well, though.
His dog's a big dog, and I think it would eat through the treats pretty well. And then
the only thing I have an issue with is deer. Like every once in a while, deer, you know, pee in the yard, and
their pee kills too.
Blitz it pretty good.
I get it on my hill sometimes from the deer running through. They'll be peeing up there and pooping.
You have to tell them, say, hey, hang out here a little longer and eat this grass so I don't have to mow it.
Should hang out there and keep the guys off the four wheelers.
There you go.
At least they wasn't ripping and roaring.
You can tell where they turned around. That's about the only thing.
And did you say they called up and apologized or something?
Oh, they came by the house, actually.
Oh, came by the house even. Wow.
Yeah. So I was at work and I saw it on my doorbell. I figured it was just like a salesman or something. And no, it's a family owned company. It's a mom, like a father and his two sons. And he apologized and explained it and made perfect sense why. Because, I mean, if you kind of look at the contour of everything, like, I could see exactly. They followed the tree line and came down. They thought they were still on the golf course. And they were surveying, like, the edge of the property of the golf course. So, made sense.
He was probably trying to figure out what you had going on between those 30-inch stripes and those 40.
Yeah. But, actually, the boy said, well, I thought I was still in the fairway, is what he said. You know, he goes, as nice as this was.
What was this?
Yeah. No, they just made a mistake, honest mistake, and they were super nice, super apologetic, and like I said, I wasn't mad at all. It was just one of those things where it was almost more fun just to kind of say what the heck's going on here, and obviously I wasn't
a hard time.
Wasn't comfortable with the four-wheeler driving around, and like I said, it rained like 3 days, you know, so I was just like, dude, like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, that's obviously why I didn't even mow tonight with my rider. That's why I pushed it, because it's still a little wet, and that was yesterday, so. Wasn't happy, but at the end of the day, it is what it is, and all good. And like I said, super apologetic, honest mistake. Life goes on. So
yeah,
but no,
life goes on.
No harm done.
The other thing that goes on is our show.
Yeah,
next week we will be back, same time, same place.
Yeah,
it's called KOTG Tuesdays for a reason, but. You guys wanted to close up with anything else, or do you guys feel like that got your plans out in the open? Now you got to follow through, right?
Yeah, man.
It sounds good. All these guys are going to keep us accountable.
Yeah, we'll just touch base, you know, as things progress and we get into fall. You know, it'd be cool to see what other folks are doing too.
Yeah,
for sure. Get the other guy updates from the other guys once they're back on the show. And
hopefully we'll see them next week. Ole wants to remind everybody that 28 days to Equip Expo. Use code TFF50 to save 50%.
We got a whole crew going now.
28 days until the early bird special is gone.
So it costs you more money after 28 days.
So I'll get my tickets in 27 days.
Nate's gonna he's registered the day before midnight. Just
don't wait to 29 because then it's $25.
That's like that's like one whole beer at GIE right there.
So you can just get it now while it's the cost of a snack at the gas station.
There you go.
That's so who's going? Who's going? Who's going?
Pretty much everybody is.
Me.
Three of us are going, right? Brent said he's likely to go in.
Brent's looking at some flights.
Zach's going.
Zach's going.
We got Derek. He's going. Lawn Assassin. We got Drunk Lawn Guy. Justin's coming. We got Mike Cuts the Kills going. So we got eight guys lined up for our rooms. Now we could
for the dirt
sleep up to six in each room, but there's only four beds. So additional folks would need to bring like a sleeping bag or something, or air mattress or something.
I slept on the couch.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you can do the couch.
Zach brought an air blow up mattress. I mean,
yeah, dude,
the rooms aren't cheap. Like they know Louisville knows that GIE is going on.
Oh sure,
everything is jacked up. So yeah, get a roommate. Yeah. Do whatever you got to do. Some people are flying into like Indianapolis and driving down. Like just look around if it's a price thing or drive. Do whatever. But if you have never been, like just do it. Like come for the few days.
I'm pumped.
Meet all of us. Hang out. Like I said, just you know, this might be the only year you do it. So. It's fun.
I don't know. I think if you go and you're already into this kind of thing and you go, you're going to want to go back because there is just
get hooked.
I mean, all the new stuff that's coming out and then all the stuff you've never seen that's there. And
plus, you get to write a lot of stuff and test them out.
Yeah, yep. You can go outside and demo everything.
I think it's just fun to just meet people. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, we're kind of the, you know, the DIY side of things, but. You know, you walk around, you run into someone that you, you know, followed for 2 years and you get to shake their hand and meet them in person. To me, that's super cool.
Yeah.
So that, like, I mean, the coolest thing for me, like, I think it was last year, I was walking around. We were out by the Toro booth. We were walking around. Some dude walked up to me. He's like, hey, he's like, are you Stripe Life from Iowa? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, I'm from Iowa and I follow you. And I'm like, dude, that's super cool. Like that was probably like the highlight of my whole trip right there.
That's awesome,
you
know, man.
And we took a picture together. So like that, but like, just like little things like that are super cool, you know?
Hell yeah.
So
it's like the Comic-Con for lawn care and guys, you know,
if I'm walking around GIE and I hear Go Hawks, like, I mean, I'm that's all we need right there. So,
you know,
but anyways,
so yeah.
Awesome.
But yeah, everybody in the live chat, we appreciate you guys showing up and hanging out and talking grass. Yeah,
thanks guys.
Participating, telling us about your plans. We hope you guys all success with your fall plans coming up, and keep tagging KOTG Lawn of the Week so we can see your lawns and debate and pick and hopefully win some pro peat. Appreciate you guys, and we will see you all next week.
Go Hawks.